Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
By the way, where do you get your hoagies here? Do you get them at Wawa's? Is that what you get them? Well, I went to a place today called Wawa's. You ever been to Wawa's? Anybody been there? Some people don't like, I'm sorry, I know it's a very big state divide, but we went to Wawa's. I was at Wawa's. I wanted to order a sandwich. You press a little touch tone keypad, all right? You just touch that, and you know, the sandwich comes in. You touch this, go pay the cashier, there's your sandwich. It's amazing.
Here's Mitt Romney on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania this time, on and on and on about his first experience getting a sandwich at a convenience store. The presidential race is where we get started this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show Daily Edition. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's listen in from our Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha to talk host Crash Davis, here with political analyst Brian Preston. They talk about mistakes and gaffes that the president has made recently and how the Romney campaign has been taking full advantage of them.
If you're on Romney's team, could you draw up the opposition any better?
Probably not. I mean, this has been, I mean, really, you can go back a week to what the president's been saying and doing and just how badly he's doing it. You start last Friday with the private sector's doing fine comment and then his walk back from that and other Democrats saying, no, we don't agree. So he sort of splits himself off from Democrats again. You have all the contretemps with him and Clinton that's been going on, with Clinton kind of sabotaging him, you know, off from the sidelines. Then you have Obama trying to upstage Romney yesterday and failing badly at that, just kind of making himself look not very smart and kind of panicked. And then on the heels of that, you get today's announcement about the immigration policy shift, which is lawless, which has united the Republicans in opposition to it, and may also stir up a lot of independents against it because it's so clearly a wrong-headed policy. You've got the legal side of it, which is wrong-headed, as Obama himself admitted twice last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the economic side of it. When you have young Americans facing, you know, what is it, about 25-30% unemployment, you have African Americans facing about 16% official unemployment, you have Americans overall facing about 8.2, and it's not getting any better. And so what you're doing, what this policy did today was add 800,000 people into the job market legally. This is a good idea. No, it makes no sense at all economically.
Well, first of all, I heard today, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard it from two different places. So I'm going to go with, yeah, it's probably on the money, that teenage Americans right now in the workplace, smallest percentage index to population ever. Simply, there are no jobs for teenage kids.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what's happening is people are having to stay in lower-paying jobs longer just because that's all they can get. That's what they're hanging on to. And so because they're hanging on to those jobs, you're having fewer jobs open for then you just have fewer jobs generally. So it's really crunching teenagers just as they're, you know, starting to work. And then there's another factor, which is people who have lawns and things where they would normally, they might hire a teenager to, say, mow the lawn. They're not doing that because they can't afford it. You know, when it costs you literally $20 to fill the gas can for your lawnmower, are you then going to turn around and hire some kid to mow it for $15 or $20 more bucks? It's $40 to mow your lawn. A lot of people can't afford that. They're hanging on to their job. So you have all these things crunching teenagers and crunching the young voters, too. And then you have on top of that Obama announcing this policy today of allowing 800,000 new illegal workers into the workforce. It's economic nonsense. It's crazy.
Obviously, the Republicans are going to unify behind this executive order as the president bypasses Congress once again on this. But on the, for border states, for your Arizona, New Mexico, we'll take California out of it because California really in the mix is a little skewed anyway. But Texas, et cetera.
Yeah.
What's the opinion of the Democrats from that state who are facing huge problems from illegal immigration? And from a I'm just talking about the use of public services and, you know, the trend about we've got to get these borders strengthened. This can't bode well for them back home either.
It doesn't bode well for them at all. But I'll tell you, you know, I live in Texas and I watch what the Texas Democrats do very closely. And what they do is they mirror whatever President Obama is doing. There's no independent thinking going on in any of these state parties, none at all. And so, at least in Texas, you know, I can't speak for the others as strongly, although California obviously is similar. But in Texas, they don't do any independent thinking at all. And they will side with these policies that are so clearly against their own state. And when I worked at the Texas Republican Party, I used to point this out all the time, that these guys are supporting policies that hurt our state. It actually made our job a lot easier. And in 2010, I have to tell you that the Texas Democrats took a beating here in Texas, and they're going to take historic beatings if they keep pursuing these policies in these other states. Probably not California, but the other border states, yeah, they're putting them in jeopardy with this.
Up next, Scott Rasmussen checks in with a look at the latest polls. More information. It's interesting to see. Well, we'll talk about it in a second. Stand by.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal.
The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
All multivitamins aim to be complete. But when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Talk Radio in Review, presidential race, and polling. Here's Talk Host John Gambling with pollster Scott Rasmussen. They talk about how the president's announced change in the immigration policy is playing out in the weekend polls.
The president, I guess on Friday, surprised a lot of people with his immigration stance, basically the DREAM Act modified, obviously doing this because of, hopefully to shore up and solidify the Hispanic vote. At least that's the way I would look at it. Do you see indication of that in your numbers?
No immediate impact in terms of the tracking poll. The president's still trailing Mitt Romney slightly, but this is a proposal that is designed to energize the president's base, and what he's hoping is that it won't offend more people than it attracts. The proposal itself always draws mixed reviews. People think it's unfair to penalize people who are brought here by their parents illegally, but at the same time, they're troubled by the fact that benefits are available to people whenever they come here.
Yeah, no, exactly so. And I understand, and I see from some of the numbers that, from you that I have in front of me here, that it's a toss-up race at the moment in places like Florida, where, of course, the immigration question is always a big one.
Right. Florida is a key state. And, by the way, Virginia, it's going to be a very big issue, another toss-up state. And what we're looking at is the president is seeing all across the board that his voters are less enthusiastic about this election. They're not paying as much attention. They still like the president, but they're not as fired up as they were in 2008. And that's a big problem in a close race.
Yeah, so he's basically going to need to just energize people, right? Get them to the polls.
That's exactly right. And what he's also got to be careful of, is the overall economic situation, the jobs concerns. If this is seen by the broader public as bringing in a lot more people who are going to be looking for work, that's going to create some challenges for him.
I keep hearing the experts, really a change in just the last week to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, about the economy, and that it, the general feeling is that it is contracting from those that follow those kind of numbers and the like. Are you seeing any of that reflected in your polling?
Yes, consumer confidence has slipped again. It's been down to the lowest levels of the past 3 or 4 months. You got to keep it in context. People are still more upbeat than they were a couple of years ago and even throughout much of 2011. But there was that sense once again this year, early in the year, that things were getting better. People wanted to believe it in January and February. That is now fading. The last jobs report hurt confidence. And, you know, confidence is one of those issues that presidents and candidates can't control. People get their sense of the economy from what they experience in their day-to-day life. If you're working for a company that's doing really well and hiring people, you feel good about it. If you work for a company and your friends just got laid off, well, you don't feel so upbeat about the economy.
From NBC, Luke Russert talks to Obama advisor Ben LaBolt about the way both sides have been reacting to the change in immigration policy idea.
Romney was asked whether he'd repeal the Obama executive order on immigration. Let's take a listen.
My anticipation is I'd come into office and say we need to get this done on a long-term basis, not this kind of a stopgap measure. What the president did, he should have worked on this years ago. If he felt seriously about this, he should have taken action when he had a Democrat House and Senate, but he didn't.
That's what I posed the question to you there, Ben LaBolt. President Obama had huge margins in the House. It had almost a filibuster-proof Senate for the first 2 years of his presidency. Why not push the DREAM Act through in the first 100 days? Why was it done just, or some variation of it done this past Friday and by executive order?
Well, it came up for a vote. Look, the president for a long time has been committed to comprehensive immigration reform, and he's been committed to the DREAM Act. The fact is it came up for a vote in Congress. This is legislation that originally had a Republican sponsor when it was first entered into Congress a decade ago, and we've seen Republican obstruction. It didn't pass, and so the administration has been taking actions where we can to deal with immigration reform. We've offered prosecutorial discretion so that deportations are now much more focused on criminals. Nearly 80% of the recent deportations have been focused on criminals. But Mitt Romney may not have taken a position on this executive action over the weekend, but during the primaries, he made his position on the DREAM Act clear. He said he'd veto it. He called it a handout. He said that his immigration policy was self-deportation for even those young people who came to this country through no fault of their own. And he really is the most conservative nominee on this issue in a generation.
But Ben, talk about the politics here. Is it a tough, tight rope line for you to walk when you're trying to appeal to working class voters in places like Ohio and Pennsylvania, and then trying to get the Latino vote in places like Nevada and Florida? Do you worry this move...
with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Obama administration is going to immediately stop deporting and begin granting work permits to younger illegal immigrants. What's your reaction?
Well, look, I think there's a broad consensus in America among Republicans, Democrats, and independents that there is a group of kids in this country who are undocumented through no fault of their own. And we should try to figure out a way to accommodate them. But there's also broad consensus that we have to do so in a way that doesn't reward or encourage illegal immigration in the future. And that's a tough balance. And I'm not sure that's the balance that this arrangement the president has come up with strikes. I think even more problematic is that while I know that many of these kids will take this as good news because, you know, they're desperate for some sort of resolution, it's a short-term solution to something that requires a long-term answer. And my bigger concern is that by doing this by executive order, by ignoring and going around the Congress, they somehow this may make it harder in the long term to solve this problem.
That's ABC's David Muir talking to Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He thinks that while something needs to be done about young illegal immigrants who are here through no action of their own, he isn't convinced that the president's short-term solution is the way to go. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting now Talk Host Kevin and Thomas with Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska about the president's announcement. He wants to change immigration policy pretty much from top to bottom.
Some are calling it amnesty. Some are calling it a worker program. But whatever you call it, it was a big announcement related to illegal immigration.
Well, it was a complete surprise to me as well. I didn't have any indication that this would be forthcoming. And unfortunately, I think it continues to add to the cynicism that the American people have toward Washington. The president has forgotten that there are three branches of government.
All right, let's keep that going. We'll get to your calls in a few moments. You've dialed 800-510-8255 for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Leo G. Ruffing, 7th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
When I started to leave Chuncheon, I got on a train, and this great big corporal got on the train, and he looked around, and there were plenty of empty seats. I don't know why he chose to come and sit down beside me. And he put out his hand. He said, "I'm Pete." You know, he's a big, boisterous guy. And then we both went to Indian Town Gap. And I got discharged on 13th of December. And I thought, I'll never see him again, you know. A couple of weeks later, my brother Jim and my youngest sister, who had just graduated in high school, we were walking down the street in Pittsburgh, and we run across Pete. And we chatted for a while, and we invited him home for supper. And he never left. 18 months later, he and my sister married. So some good stuff come out of Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn.
The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the
pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now for your edification. A run-through of what's going on and what for many, if not most of you, is the most interesting thing you can find on the radio, conversation about issues of the day and the immigration issue brought forth by the president last Friday the legalization of this part of it and the nuance of that part of it. That's what the discussion is. And your calls now, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Diane in California, for the focus on the president's change in immigration policy.
This is forward thinking. This is one of the best issues in executive order that the president, a president, can pass. It is, and to correct and clarify the New York Times, it is too for these young people who are going to school, who are going to enhance our employment here and also are able to add and enhance to the American public and the American society and are active thereof. Talking about the Judiciary Committee, Mitch McConnell last week has stopped all judicial appointments until after the election. That is not forward thinking. It is not assisting anyone in the United States, nor is it helping, our Congress to move forward to pass bills. They're not doing anything, and that's why the president has to go out and above. He does have that authority.
510-8255, authority is part of the focus. Yep, Michael in North Carolina, on the other side of things, looks like.
This is clearly an attempt by the administration to buy votes. This last-minute thing on Obama's part to do this is obviously an appeal to the Hispanic communities. It's much in the way that he did with the gay community. He had, as other callers have brought up, many plenty of time and a majority in both houses at the beginning of his term to get this pushed through, and of course that never came up. And I would just simply say too, you know, the Democratic Party has always been championed as the party of, you know, the people that are so open-minded and free-thinking, and, you know, they're the party that wants to shove health care down our throat and, you know, tell us what kind of car to drive and light bulb to have, and we can't have Coke or drink a soda or have popcorn now.
All right, 800-510-8255, not exactly high on this administration. Dan is in Wisconsin. You're next live on the countdown. Dan, please go ahead.
Yeah. Round them up.
Yes, sir.
Round them up and ship them back.
That's
as they belong.
Yeah, all right. Keep them rolling, rolling, rolling. Simple. Unfortunately, today nothing is simple, though. James in Louisiana, let's have a little more from you.
I love what has happened. I'm wholeheartedly for it, supporting it. I have worked with myriad Latin Americans, Russians, and Irish who are so-called illegals. The majority of them are extraordinary people, hard-working, good attitude, glad to be here. Many of them are looking forward to signing up for the military and support us with great patriotism. They pay taxes. Most of them I've met are family people. They're typically good, solid Roman Catholics or evangelical Christians. I think it's wonderful. And I think what we're seeing out there is a cold, secular, waspy nation that is turning its back on the immigrants and the immigration policies that have made this country strong and great.
800-510-8255. Well, the rules are the rules. If you don't want to have rules, then why not just eliminate them? If that's you have a law or you have a series of laws on the books that require you to do X, Y, and Z, if you want to be admitted to the United States, if you want to work in the United States, if you want to be a citizen of the United States. So either you have a law, it's like speeding, all right? We have speeding laws. Obey them or not. It's your choice. If you pay the consequences, literally, for not doing it, then you can't complain, or you change the law. Change the law, and it'll be fine. Otherwise, the nation of laws stuff is just bullcrap. Mary in Florida, next with thoughts.
The nation was built by immigrants who came into our country with no expectation at all of Social Security benefits or free medical care or anything like that. You know, I just wanted to make that point. Another thing is, if the folks who are here are working and productive and they're joining the military and all that, there's nothing holding them back that I know of preventing them from being citizens.
Except they don't want to go through the normal process. Not all of them. This doesn't apply to all of them. Nothing ever does apply to all of them. But we've unlocked something here. And is it the white guys versus the black guys? Is it the Christians versus the non-Christians? Is it Hispanics versus? It's once again, the polarization of America is what I see as the problem. What you see is the problem. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Shirley calling in from Kentucky to the countdown.
As a mother of five children and married to a Hispanic gentleman, that is legal. And dealing with illegal immigrants, that family members that have brought their children here illegally, and they want, once they graduate from college and go home, when you separate them children from the family that they grew up here with in Kentucky, it's the hardest thing to watch your children suffer. Not only my children being American citizens, but their family and friends that get sent back because they're not citizens. And last night when this came across, the excitement from my children and their friends and cousins on Facebook was overwhelming. And I'm still overwhelmed emotionally from the president's decision. And us as Americans, me being African American, explaining to your children, you know, as slavery went on and us becoming legal immigrants, as African Americans being brought here against our will, why is it so hard for Hispanics, the ones that uphold the law, to become legally? I have traveled to Mexico, stayed 3-4 months, working with family members to become legal, Some of them have. Some of them have been, have to stay there 10 years before they can come back. And someone that came here at the age of 15 and now is 25 and had to go home last year It's been the hardest decision he ever made to become legal, and he got punished for it. And it's a hard life when you don't have anything else there.
Is it our job to invite people to come here or just to have them come here to find a better life? How does it affect our lives? You know, you hear all these people talking about, well, a marriage thing. Let me just make an analogy, if I may, for a moment. The analogy that comes from people who say we have to prohibit gay marriage because it affects our marriage. How does it do that? I don't get that. But turning it around, in this circumstance, when people are being allowed to come here as they wish without having to sort of pay the price, what effect does it have? It has a dramatic effect on you and the economy, maybe one way or the other. If you're somebody who's hiring cheap labor, it affects you to the plus. If you're somebody who doesn't get a job because somebody else who worked cheaper gets the job, then it affects you in the negative, right? That really does. That policy, social policy, does have an effect. 800-510-8255. Daniel calls into the Talk Radio Countdown Show from Owensboro, Kentucky. Daniel?
Yes.
What do you have?
Yeah, the way I feel about it, I know four people from Omaha that I worked with, and they went down and they had to take a class, and then it cost like $300, and they gave them 100 questions with all the answers, and I don't know, it was like 3 months later, they come back, and all there was on there was 5 questions. But they gave them answers, they just had to study. And another thing, biggest thing, I haven't heard it on here, the North American Union that they've been building. People really need to research that. Bush signed Peace and Prosperity, kind of started it. I don't know if anybody knows about that or anything, but...
Well, the essence of what you're suggesting, I think, is the union that will eventually, whether it's in our lifetime, I believe that Mexico will become a part of America in most of our lifetimes. I'm not sure about Canada, but there will be the United States of North America, which in essence...
Well, Canada signed it, too.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that the USA, as we know it now, with 50 states, will be expanded, and part of the problem will be just having to finally realize we got to deal with the Mexicans, and we deal with it this way. That's what it boils down to. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
This is a special announcement for listeners with dark circles or puffy eyes. If you have dark circles, puffiness, or bags under your eyes, we want you to take part in the Lumitone free bottle giveaway. Lumitone is a revolutionary cream made specially for the sensitive eye area. It instantly fades the appearance of dark circles, and Lumitone reduces the look of puffiness, bags under the eyes, and fine lines. We want you to try Lumitone free. That's right, free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-427-4657. If you have dark circles or bags under your eyes, puffiness around your eyes, or you're just tired of looking tired, you're eligible to take part in this limited-time free giveaway. With Lumitone, dark circles instantly fade from view. We want you to see for yourself and try Lumitone free while supplies last. Hurry to find out how to get your free supply. Just call 1-800-427-4657. 1-800-427-4657. Call 1-800-427-4657.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by visiting our Facebook page and giving us a like. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. If you look at the listen box at DougStephan.com, pretty easy to do that. Let's get back to your calls and comments about the president's executive order. I guess that's what it really is. Todd doesn't like executive orders. Go ahead, sir.
No. All right, listen. This executive order in itself is unconstitutional and illegal against the Constitution and the letter of the law. His words over a year ago when he was asked about this was, I don't have the power. I don't have the power to pass this. I don't have the executive power to do anything about this. That was his words over a year ago, okay? He does not have the authority against the letter of the law to invoke this executive order.
All right. You're repeating yourself, Todd. We got it. We got it. 800-510-8255. Brian, what say you?
Actually, I think that the president should spend more time trying to, you know, figure out ways to fix the economy and help Americans get back to work than he spends trying to circumvent our Constitution.
Yeah. Brian, we hear all of this stuff from all of you folks who don't like Obama. Got it. He breaks the law, doesn't have the law. Let's see if we can find a new angle to all this, because that's the same old stuff. Obama's going to do nothing between now and November except try to get votes. That's it. This is a way to try to get votes. And by the way, the immigration move that he made last Friday, according to the polls, has won him more support in the battleground states. These people are going to study this, whatever the issue is, and they're going to make calculated, cold, hard decisions that are aimed at getting him votes. That's all this is. You know it, and I know it. So why are we having, I mean, this, we've fallen into the same pattern of talking about stuff, and we've discussed these things till we're blue in the face. It's always the same. Here's Chris in Louisiana. Anything new here with you?
I've worked with hundreds of illegals and legals, and I don't think that it's fair that here, if you want to get on food stamps or talking about drug testing and stuff like that, I think that these guys applying for these work permits should be drug tested. And if you notice, in a lot of communities that are dominant Mexican communities, it's rampant with drugs, with alcohol, with prostitution. And most here in Baton Rouge, they just take over just whole trailer parks. Now, I know a lot of guys, and they're really good guys, but they're all over 30. These people, the younger kids that are under 30 years old, every single night they get off of work, I mean, they're just buying cases and cases of alcohol, and prostitutes Well, what it means for the president's decision is he's pretty much picking the wrong age group, and I think there should be stipulations on certain aspects besides that you have to have been brought here younger. I think that you should be drug tested. I think that you should have to go through programs to adjust you to American society because it's different here in America than it is in Mexico.
800-510-8255. Well, you find that's not necessarily the case in some of the communities where there's huge Hispanic influence. Is this disrespectful, the conversation we're having in terms of how people are referring to the president here? Is there a problem with respect for the office of the presidency? We'll deal with that in a moment.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Are your comments the immigration discussion, immigration news, immigration politics? And then there was Neil Monroe interrupted the president. Was it a heckling? That was part of the story. And that became the first part of the story before the polls came out, showing that the immigration policy he's suggesting helped him politically. That was the other side, the audacity of someone being that disrespectful to the president. And so down that road for a moment, Meghan McCain was on yesterday with Wendy Williams on her television program, and the two of them talked about the general lack of respect that people are showing for the office of the presidency. And the discussion came out of this incident last Friday.
You know, obviously I'm not voting for President Obama, but my problem with that ad is I don't like calling the president my guy. He's the president in the Oval Office. I don't like reporters interrupting him at press conferences. This is the president of the United States of America.
Show some
respect.
Don't refer
to him as that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't like the ad for lots of reasons, but, you know, I'm Republican, and I don't know. I think it's kind of trashy.
Now, what do you think about Donald Trump supporting Mitt Romney?
You know, I'm not big on celebrities with politicians in general. I don't think that's what it's about. I think it's about nominating and supporting the person you think is going to lead the country. And I don't know who chooses. It's like, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker endorsing Obama. Well, I'm going to do what Sarah Jessica Parker does. I don't know who thinks like that, but I don't know.
Or Anna Wintour, who was her co-host.
Or Anna Wintour.
She's so relatable.
800-510-8255. Meghan McCain is very smart. I think she'll have a political future if that's what she's looking for, and I think maybe it is in part. She's written a book with a guy, a very interesting book that's just out. She's got lots of pizzazz as somebody who's pretty interesting on the landscape. We're discussing the presidency, this president and his immigration policy, how it's changed, more wishy-washy. What I wonder about, and nobody has brought this up, this is just what people accuse Mr. Romney of being a flip-flopper. There doesn't seem to be anything that Obama talked about 4 years ago that has come true, for the most part, and policies that he promised to fulfill. There haven't been anything done on those either. Nobody seems to be talking about that. 800-510-8255. Jeff in Virginia, let's hear from you, sir. Go ahead. You're live on the countdown.
Yes. Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
I talked to an illegal immigrant last week and was discussing this with him, and he was telling me that Mexico is being Americanized at such a fast rate within 20 years it would no longer be there, holding fact that it may even become our 51st state. But they're losing credibility because it gives the appearance that they'd rather represent Mexican nationals than the American people. It's becoming alarming. And he said what's happening is the more well-educated Mexicans are going to work for American companies in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and their standard of living is just diving. And the only people that we're actually getting as illegal immigrants now are the uneducated.
Yeah, the standard of living is dying, except for those who are working for American companies. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
the regular Mexican standard of living is going down the tubes.
Yeah, it's going down the tubes. There'll no longer be a Mexico in 20 years, is what he told me.
Well, it's for a lot of different reasons. The engineering of what I was talking about a few minutes ago is going on. That is the infiltration of illegals into our country and the kinds of things that you're talking about is an attempt by those who are, some people, the Mexican version of the trilateralists, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign, whatever groups that we have as counterparts down there that are controlling basically what goes on. There are four or five very wealthy people. The wealthiest guy in the world lives in Mexico. And it's not a mistake that they want to be part of America. That's what their desire is. And so this is, you're just explaining the plan. It's pretty interesting to get a little more information on it, but that's what's going on. All right, Jeff, thanks. Dave in Indiana, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so I was telling your guy that the public has a very short memory. Remember the Singapore War, Korean War, Vietnam War? You had all them immigrants there, and nobody's talking about them. California, a few years ago.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about the immigrants that fought and served honorably? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it came over after the war.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Remember a few years back, the Japanese were buying everything up they could buy.
Yeah, and now they don't own it. They sold it to the Chinese, and the Chinese will sell it to somebody else. They're beginning to run a little short themselves. That goes around and around. We are a beacon of light. We're not attractive because of freedom. We're attractive because of the economic realities that one can realize when he or she comes here. And that's really what this is all about, plus buying your vote. That's what it is. And that's the end of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Healthy soil.